Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle, Red Great. Those were the days.
Mike and Gloria's Wedding, Part 2.
It just don't seem possible that 2 years ago tonight, you and Mike was married, Gloria.
Yeah, how time drags.
And pretty soon it'll be next year, and I'll be singing, Happy Third Anniversary to you! Happy Third Anniversary to you!
Pull a plug on that.
You already sung that. Will you stop torturing me? Will you stop breathing down on me? Can't you sit over here?
Boy, Michael, when you walked out, I didn't even think we'd have a wedding, let alone an anniversary.
Yeah, it was really something between my Uncle Cass wanting a priest and Archie wanting a reverend.
And you wanting out.
I never wanted out. I just didn't want all that religious rigmarole.
Yeah, I didn't want to get married at all. Wanted to go off someplace and live in sin. Wanted all the fun and none of the suffering.
That's not fair, Daddy. Michael came back, didn't he? And didn't he agree to have the Reverend Felcher marry us?
Yeah, ain't it funny? The more everybody agreed with each other, the more mixed up everything got. Remember the day we had the wedding rehearsal?
Hey, hot lips.
You're supposed to be rehearsing the ceremony part today. This here part had enough practice.
You know what they was doing out there.
Yeah, kissing. Archie, I think maybe for the rehearsal we ought to move the TV. It might be in the Reverend Felcher's way.
Listen. The Reverend Felcher wants that TV moved, he can lift it himself. I ain't about to lose a daughter and gain a trust.
Archie, just think, tomorrow, Gloria and Mike are really getting married. It just don't seem possible, does it?
Yes, it does. It seems like a nightmare come true.
Oh, Archie.
Which, by the way, reminds me, well, you think it's time to sit down and have a little talk about the facts of life?
Oh, sure not.
I don't mean between you and me, baby. I mean you and Gloria.
Me and Gloria?
Yeah. Hello, you gotta explain to her about the wedding night.
If you say so, Archie. But I didn't think you wanted Gloria to know about you falling asleep on our wedding night.
Will you forget that? You gotta tell her whatever your mother told you before you and me got married.
Be no good at that. Can't you talk to Gloria?
No. You're her mother. You got to do the explaining, eh? I mean, after all, I'm a father. A father ain't allowed to talk about stuff like that with his daughter.
Do you mean that if you was Mike's father, you'd talk to him?
If I was his father, I'd run away from home.
Felcher say he was coming over?
4 o'clock. We better go upstairs and try on the dress again. Okay. We gotta fix the hem. Mike, Archie wants to talk to me.
Where'd you get that hunk of Boston cream pie?
Gloria said I could have it.
That was the last piece. I had that scheduled for Gunsmoke.
You want it?
I don't want it. No. I'll talk to you about the wedding. I mean, about after the wedding.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Mr. Bunker. There won't be any problems.
That's what everybody thinks.
Oh, you mean you had problems?
No, I don't mean I had no problems. Because I took it easy with my wife, see? I knew she wasn't going to disappear overnight.
You mean on the first night you didn't...
I mean that I didn't go rushing in like a bull into a china closet. That ain't just any woman you marry, you know. That's my little girl. So just take it easy. Kind of get to know one another there. Just give yourself a little time.
How much time?
Oh. Month?
A month? That's ridiculous.
It ain't ridiculous. I'd be careful with a young bride, you know? It's your wife. You gotta treat her nice. You gotta put her up there on a pedestal.
Oh, you mean like what you do with Mrs. Bunker?
That is right.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker. I'll try to remember everything you said.
Don't mention it. The least an older guy can do is pass along his what he called know-how to a younger guy.
What, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, Uncle Cass!
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, how are you?
What are you doing here?
Oh, what do you think I'm doing here? I came for the wedding. Didn't you expect me?
No, I didn't.
You don't know much about Polish people.
No, I've been lucky up to now.
I'll tell you why I'm here. Because Polish families are like this. Close. Go ahead, Arch. Try and pull my family apart.
Huh? That ain't your family. Them's your fingers, and I don't want to pull them.
Uncle Cass!
Hey, Gloria.
Careful, you're throwing her up in the air like a ball.
Yeah, let me take you home. Gee, it's wonderful to see you. We didn't think you were coming.
He's like my own son. I wouldn't have missed this for $1 million.
Then you're not mad that we're not getting married by a priest?
Sure I'm mad. But I thought it over and I figured, yeah, what the hell? It's your life. You and Gloria should get married any way you want.
Uncle Cass, you're terrific.
Yeah, anyway, we're all going to be friends, huh? Now, the kids want it to be a non-religious ceremony. That's okay with us. Right, Bunker?
Wait a minute. What do you mean non-religious? The Reverend from our church is going to perform the honorary music.
The Reverend from your church? Wait a minute, hold it. Mickey, I never figured you for a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite, Uncle Cass. Michael agreed to the Reverend to please me.
Yeah, and also to please me and God.
You going to go along with all this, Mickey?
Well, I don't care. I mean...
What do you mean you don't care? You said you were an agnostic, right?
Yeah, so what?
So, you're only an agnostic against Catholics. I mean, you got a right to be anything you want. But how are you going to be an agnostic if you get married by a Protestant minister?
Uncle Cass, I'm
only
doing...
You know what I think? I think you've been hanging around this bunker guy for a couple of months, and you're forgetting everything we ever taught you about fair play.
Hey, wait a minute there, Cashmere.
Uncle Cass...
No, 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 wait a second, Gloria. He's got a point.
What?
No, he's right. I am being a hypocrite. Gloria, I'm sorry, but it can't be your father's way, and it can't be my uncle's way. We can't have a priest or a reverend. It's got to be a civil ceremony.
Wait a minute. Civil ceremony? What the hell is that? You just say I do and throw $2 in a window? It's like betting on a horse.
Mr. Bunker, I meant to bring the judge here.
Oh, the judge here? How classy can you get? Why don't you just go to Holyrood? Get yourselves married by the captain of the Staten Island Ferry. Now, listen. Are you going to get married by this Reverend Fletcher?
Felcher.
Whatever or not.
No.
Okay, that's fine. Edith, come on down here. No Felcher, no Webb.
Why would we? I don't need it.
There ain't nothing wrong, Edith. Everything is just perfect. The wedding is off. Will you leave me alone?
Archie, in all the years we've been together, I never asked you for nothing important. But I'm going to ask you for something now. Archie, please, you got to let them get married the way they want to.
Are you kidding? If I don't let that Reverend marry them, I'll never be able to look him in the face again. I won't be able to go into his church no more.
But you ain't been to church for 20 years.
Will you try and stay on the subject, huh? The point is that you go there, don't you? You see him every week.
Archie, suppose they run away together and she never wants to come back and see us again.
That ain't gonna happen.
That happens all the time, Archie. We could lose her.
Ah, what are you talking about?
We could lose her forever.
Jeez. All right. I just come to a decision out there in the kitchen. And I decide I'll let you have a civil ceremony.
Oh, Daddy, thank you!
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Bunker. Is that all right, Uncle Cass?
Okay, I'll go along with that. We'll have a judge.
A judge? Where the hell do you buy a judge?
Arch, leave it to me. I'll get a judge.
Well, you better get on the phone, Harry, to call the reverend. Tell him to stay in church.
Oh, no, Mom, I'll take care of that.
Oh, I don't mind.
No. Ma, it's my responsibility.
I'll get it.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, Lionel.
Here's your toaster, all fixed.
Thank you. Come in, Lionel. Oh, I want you to meet somebody. This is Mr. Casimir Stivic from Chicago. This is Lionel Jefferson.
How do you do, Lionel?
And this is Michael Stivic. He's going to marry Gloria.
Oh, hi. Hey, congratulations.
Thanks.
I'll put this in the kitchen.
Here you are, Lionel. Here's the $2 for doing a job on a toaster.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, don't run away. Here's something a little extra for yourself.
A whole dime? Oh, you didn't have to do that, Mr. Bunker.
You're a good kid, Lionel. You deserve it.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Lionel, do you do this kind of work for a living? Oh, no, just part-time till I start college. Then I'm going to study electrical engineering. Well, Mr. Bunker likes it better when I say electrical engineer.
Watch that ahead, Lionel.
Oh, I was just saying, I was going to be electrical engineer.
That's good, Lionel. I love to hear that.
Wait a second, Lionel. Let me ask you a question. Does he know that you're putting him on?
No. Except when I talk naturally. Watch this. Mr. Bunker, do you have any further requirements of me?
I didn't catch that, Lionel.
Is you got more fixes than me, do, Mr. Bunker?
No.
No, no, that's a
stayed here all this time, Lyle?
Well, I'll just be shuffling on back to the woodpile. All
right, well, see you later on, huh?
Well, bye. Have a nice wedding.
Oh, my, you look beautiful. You look just like the picture of your grandmother when she wore that dress.
Oh, you think so, Ma? Thanks.
If it's Mike, don't come in. The groom can't see the bride before the wedding. It's bad luck.
Why do you have to squawk that way? It's only me. The groom is in the bathroom, shaving his beard off.
This will be the first time we'll see Mike with his whole face.
Yeah. Here, Mommy, hold on for a second.
Hey, what happened to my Statue of Liberty tie clip?
I threw it away.
Why?
A torch fell on.
Care if her torch fell off, she was still holding her book, and her book was the part that cut the tie. What am I going to do now? Forget it. Did you? Come on, get on with it, huh?
Gloria, would you like to sit down?
Oh, no, Ma, I'm too nervous to sit down.
Well, then maybe I'll sit down.
What's the matter, Ma? Are you all right?
Gloria, I think it's time that you and me had a woman-to-woman talk about
the wedding night?
Yeah, about that.
Okay, Ma. Ma, you don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, I know how hard it is for you to talk about these things.
How did you know that?
I guess because you never talk about them. But you don't have to be embarrassed, Ma.
Oh, thank you, Gloria.
I know you just want me to be very happy.
I do.
And tonight, Michael and I will be nervous.
Yeah.
Because we're both really strangers to one another.
That's right.
And the important thing to remember is that we love and respect each other. And above all, that we treat each other with patience and tenderness tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ma. I'm glad we had this little talk.
Oh, Gloria. I never thought I'd be able to say it all to you.
Mickey, I know. Ooh, you look great.
Think he looked better with the beard on.
Please, Mr. Bunker, don't start with me.
Hey, there's the judge. Is this the Bunker residence?
Yeah, come on in.
Thanks for coming, Judge. Let me take your coat.
All right, thank you.
I'd like you to meet the bridegroom, Michael Stivick.
Michael, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
I'd especially like you to meet the bride's father, Mr. Bunker.
Mr. Bunker.
Hi.
Hi.
Archie, you're shaking hands with Judge Francis J. Polanski.
Oh.
Judge Pulaski, huh? Are you a regular Your Honor judge?
Yes, I'm a judge of the surrogate court.
How come a big judge like you has time to rush over here beside the afternoon?
Because, Mr. Bunker, we Polish people stick together like this.
Yeah, I seen that before. Well, Judge, why don't you make yourself at home? Sit down on a sofa there and eat a cookie.
Oh, they wear it behind now. Oh, Archie, I heard the bell. Are the guests here?
Oh, it's a Polish judge. He's downstairs in the living room playing with his fingers.
There's the bell. That must be the guest. I better get down there. Oh, Gloria, the next time I kiss you, you'll be a married woman. Goodbye, Gloria.
Well, you certainly look beautiful.
Thank you, Daddy.
Did your mother have a little talk with you?
Oh, yeah, we had a good talk.
Well, I know all them things ain't too delicate to hear about, but, you know, you got to talk about them sometime, right?
I'll be all right, Daddy.
Yeah, well, all I wanted to tell you is that, remember that time you was a little girl and you was a brownie and you went up to the summer camp?
Yeah, I remember. But whatever made you think of that?
Well, let me finish. You remember you thought you was going to love the camp. The way it turned out, you hated it.
Yeah, and I called you up crying and I begged to come home.
I took the rest of the day off, jumped on the next train, went up and brought you back. She was my little girl, and anything you wanted was okay by me.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, just want you to know that you're still my little girl. And you always will be. You know what I'm telling you?
I know. Daddy, I think it's time we went downstairs.
You sure?
Very sure.
Anniversary, Gloria.
Jeez, you always have to be doing that.
Oh, Archie, ain't it wonderful that all that fighting turned out so happy?
Happy? For who? For who? For who?
Thank you. family was recorded on tape before a live audience.